Matthew 27 and 45. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. Straightway one of them ran, took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. The rest said, Let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I want to take this phrase that Jesus cries out, is written in Arabic, but the interpretation, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And I would like to preach on this Easter Sunday morning to us on asking God why. Have you ever asked God why? I have many times. I know that Jesus, in regards here, is asking the Lord why he has turned his face and forsaken him. God the Father cannot look at sin. Jesus, in his hanging there on the cross, had no sin in him, but he was the sacrifice for sin. God had to turn and look away. And Jesus was forsaken at that moment by all, even his Father, for our sin. Jesus asked, Why hast thou forsaken me? So I want to deal with that subject this morning. I know that this is Easter Sunday, but this is the direction I feel that the Lord would have us to go today. Maybe somebody here, surely us all, at some point in our life, has misunderstood why circumstances had taken place or went the way that they did. The reason that most of us deal with this, the reason that most of us deal with this problem in our life, is simply because in knowing who God is, knowing the sovereignty of God, knowing that God can do all things, knowing the omnipotence of God, the almightiness of God, God is the Most High God. And He does rule in heaven and in earth. And He rules in the affairs of men. And God is sovereign. God is almighty. And in our lives, sometimes the circumstances doesn't always make sense. Sometimes, or a lot of times, the circumstances are hard to figure out. They're hard to understand why God, Almighty God, would allow this to take place in my life. I want to tell you today that we won't always understand everything in life. Excuse me. There's no way that we will always understand everything in life. And I would like to deal with this morning. I'd like for you to pray for me, that the Lord would help me, and that the Lord would speak to our hearts, that the Lord would gather our mind together just for a little while and speak to our hearts today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house. We thank you for your goodness to us. We pray, Lord, that you help us, that you speak to every heart and every individual. God, I pray that you have your way. God, I pray, Lord, if there's anyone here that is struggling, Lord, with certain circumstances in their life, certain questions in their life, I pray, Lord, that when we leave today, that we will have full assurance that you are in control and that you care the best for us. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Jesus asking God the Father, why? As he's hanging on the cross. I don't believe, amen, that this is justification for us to question God for everything that happens. You see, there is a catch here. And the problem is that we question God to the point that we doubt God. I don't believe for any moment that he was doubting. It's just sometimes getting a grip on what is going on. Amen. Getting a grip on what we're facing. He suffered more than any man had ever suffered at this time. He was marred above recognition. Jesus Christ, amen, was taking, amen, all of the punishment for our sins. He stumbled beneath the cross. They compelled one, amen, from Cyrene, his name was Simon, amen, to carry his cross. Those big Roman soldiers grabbed the stranger that was in Jerusalem to worship and made him carry the Lord's cross. He was not supposed to die, but he's here dying for our sin, and he cries out, why? Have you ever been there in your life? Amen. Are you there this morning? Circumstances. Amen. Situations. A separation. Here he has been forsaken. Have you ever been forsaken? Amen. Knowing that God is sovereign. The sovereignty of God is just as real and just as alive when we don't understand and when things are going wrong as it is when everything is going right and it seems like it's the smooth waters of life and it couldn't get any better. God is still sovereign and God is still in control. God is still, amen, the Most High God and the Almighty God. But everything does not always make perfect sense to us. Amen. God does not always explain himself. God does not always show us everything. Now I know as the child of God and the Christian, the saint of God, amen, we understand that God wants us to trust him, to believe in him. Amen. If he explained everything to us, number one, we wouldn't understand it anyways. You know, Jesus was washing his disciples' feet. He's their master and he's their Lord. And he comes to Peter and Peter says, you know, and I can relate, you know, kind of to Peter. He's like, why would you, my master, my savior, the son of God, wash my feet? You're not going to wash my feet. You'll never wash my feet. This was very humbling to Peter. And the Lord said, Peter, what I do, you don't know now. What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. What he was saying to Peter, even though it was a small, you know, had very little significance as far as, you know, in Peter's salvation and all of that. But there's a lot we could go into there. I'll try not to, but the point was Peter did not understand what the Lord was doing. And the Lord wanted to do it. And he's like, Peter, if I don't do what I want to do in your life, you don't have no part with me. You see, that's where we have to be careful in our misunderstandings of life is we deny, or the devil would like for us to cause our misunderstanding to deny God access to our life. Amen. Maybe a trial we went through, or maybe a death in the family, or maybe a divorce in our life, or maybe a loss of a job. Amen. Or maybe someone done us wrong and we don't understand that. And the devil wants us to turn that to God. Well, God, if he's sovereign, why would he let this sickness come my way? If God was sovereign, why would he let these circumstances happen in my family, in my life, and in my home? Why, if God is all powerful, he must hate me. He must not love me. Amen. But he said to Peter, you don't understand what I'm doing. You understand this morning that we won't always understand God's plan. We won't always understand what God's doing. Y'all are quiet in here this morning. I'm going to try to preach to you. If y'all will help me just a little while, we'll bring our minds together here just for a moment. If we get to that place where we deny God access, he said, you will never wash my feet. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you don't have no part with me. Had nothing to do with the simple fact of washing dirty traveler's feet. It had the simple fact of denying God access to his life and to whatever God wanted to do. And many times in our misunderstandings, we'll say, okay, that's it. I'm going to hold off here a little while, and I'm going to just stop right here instead of letting God have his way in my life. Amen. But God must have complete, amen, his complete way in our life. Amen. And he must be God of all, or he's not God at all. Amen. He must be God of everything, or he's not God of anything. And so we must not let our misunderstandings bring us to the place where we deny God access and say, okay, Lord, until you explain this to me, I'm not going to let you do anything else. Hey, God don't have to explain nothing to me and you. God don't owe us nothing. We owe him everything. He does not owe us an explanation. Amen. But we must trust him. We must depend upon him. And we must know, as Romans 8:28, that all things will work together for our good. And to, amen, to our good and to them who are called according to his purpose. To them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. And so asking God why. Here is our Savior hanging on the cross. And he says why. Why? Amen. Have you ever been there in your life? Are you there this morning? And the Lord would like to speak to our hearts from his word. Praise God, the Lord doesn't always help us or let us know, amen, what is ahead or what is going to happen. God has hid things from man. And the Bible tells us that the Apostle Paul said, I go bound in the Spirit, not knowing the things that wait for me, in Acts chapter 20. He was bound. He felt the pull. He felt the strain. He felt the chains. He felt the binding. But he didn't know and understand completely why. God has hid things from man. God may have hid something from you. You may be here this morning and you're struggling with something that happened in your life. It may have happened a long time ago. It may have happened when you was a little child. It may have happened just a few days ago. It may be going to happen in the future. But I come to preach to you this morning, amen, asking God why. God is still sovereign even when we don't understand. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 29, the secret things belong unto the Lord. God keeps things secret. God keeps things hid. God doesn't always show us. Amen. The Bible also tells us now we see through a glass darkly. We don't always understand. No wonder they wrote songs that said we'll understand it better by and by. They wrote songs like farther along we'll know all about it. You know, have you ever been there before when you look back and everything was a lot plainer? I'll tell you, there'll come a day if we can make it to heaven and if we can hold on and if we cannot let our misunderstandings hinder our relationship with God, our walk with God, amen, our worship to God, hallelujah, our consecration to him. And we must realize that God is sovereign. I stand here before you this morning and tell you, no matter what's going on in your life, God is in complete control. Your life may be totally out of hand, but God is still in control. There's nothing that happens in this world that God don't allow. There's nothing that the devil does to you, child of God, that God don't allow. He said, you've got a hedge about Job. He said, I'd touch him, but you've got a hedge about him. I'm telling you, there's a hedge about us. Amen. We must stay in the hedge. We must stay in the boat. We must stay in the house. Amen. The Bible tells us in Job chapter 11 and verse 7, canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty under perfection? It is high as the heaven. There have been many a people that tried to figure out what God was doing and got stumbled up. Let the flesh get hold of them and lost out with God. Lost their faith. Can you by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty under perfection? It is high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. He said in Isaiah, my ways are not like your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. You go out there and look at the stars. How many miles? Sometimes they measure them by light years. How far those stars are, light years away from the earth. That's how much different. You know, light years, everybody knows that's how far light can travel in a year. Some of those stars are millions of light years away from the earth. But you take the closest star, the millions of miles that it is, that's how much different it is in my way and God's way. Many times we think, well, all I got to do is just step right over here. I'll be in my way, and then when I get done, I step right back over here, and I'll be back in God's way. You better get you a space shuttle. It's a long ways from our ways to God's way. But God is still sovereign. I would like to preach to you this morning if the Lord would help me. And if I could just talk to you this morning, that misunderstanding in your life, you don't understand why it's happened. You don't understand why God, if He loved us so much, would let that happen. Like I mentioned a few things, and I may not know what, amen, you're going through, what you're struggling with. Why did that happen to me when I was a child? Why did that divorce take place? Why did this go on? Why did that death? Why did we bury this one? Why? I want you to know this morning, even Jesus our Savior, ask why. It's not that we can't ask why, but we must always hold true to the fact, amen, that He is still God and that He is still sovereign. And even when I ask why, He's still my God. Did y'all get that? He said, my God, I may have a question, amen, but I'm not questioning who you are. I may not understand, but I'm not misunderstanding who you are. You're still my Savior. You're still my Deliverer. You're still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And friend, here this morning, no matter which path life has turned, no matter which cliff you've fallen off of, no matter how hurt or bruised or broken or bitter, amen, we can become, God is still the Almighty Sovereign God, even when we don't understand. When we don't understand. Mr. and Miss Sullivan, I believe they was from Mississippi. World War II had 5 boys, all of them in the forces, all of them in the Navy, all of them on one ship. The Japanese torpedo ripped into that ship and took it down. When the officer stood at the door, she said, honey, one of our boys is gone. There's a military man at the door. But she didn't know all of her boys was gone. Things in life that we can't understand. Troubles that we face. Sorrow that we face. I believe it was the preacher Chapman. I believe that was his name. Who wrote and said, my little baby had passed away. And he said, I remembered. He said, I had a flashback of when I came in from playing in the afternoon after we had buried my sister. Many years before. And he said, I remember my dad had the old Bible out and telling Mama, Mama, we don't always understand God's ways, but God is still God. And he said, when I stood there many years later trying to get a grip on what I was facing, he said, I had a flashback of my mom and dad, amen, that day, knowing that God is sovereign.
knowing that God is Almighty. I would like to preach to you this morning. You're struggling, amen, with misunderstandings in your life. The devil gets up and whispers in your ear, God, if he loved you, wouldn't let these things happen to you. Amen. Chase the devil right out because he's a liar. The Bible said he was a liar from the beginning. Matter of fact, God does love us. And he lets things happen to us that we can't understand. And here is our precious Savior. Here he is dying on an old rugged cross. Here he is dying for our sins. Amen. And his hands are stretched out. He's already, amen, paid the price almost. And he's fixing to pay the ultimate price. But he's got one more thing to say. And that one last thing, many a saint of God has asked down through the ages of times. Many a saint of God asks even now, amen, what our Savior asked on the cross that day. And that's a three-letter word, why? Why is this happening? Why has this happened? And I want to tell you, friend, today that I may not can explain why you faced the trouble you faced. I may not can explain why you've went where you've had to go. I may not can explain why you've been hurt. Amen. Why you've been treated the way you've been treated. I may not can explain all of those things. Amen. Why it happened. But I can't stand flat-footed and tell you that no matter your misunderstandings, he is still God. And he still will be our God. He said, my God. Hallelujah. My God. I wish somebody in our misunderstandings, I wish somebody today would get a hold of that. Even in our darkest hour of misunderstandings and brokenness, would get a hold of that. My God. I may not understand him, but he's still my God. I may not can figure it out, but he's still my God. And no matter what happens today or tomorrow, he will be God. Sovereign God. Almighty God. In complete control. In complete control of our life. The Bible tells us in Judges that the children of Israel went to war against their brother Benjamin, and Benjamin was completely wiped out, all but 800 men. The Bible tells us that after it was all said and done, after everything was over, that the children of Israel went and built an altar unto the Lord. And the Bible says that they said there in the last chapter of the book of Judges, they said, why, God, is there one tribe lacking in Israel this day? Here they are, they don't understand, just like we are so many times, the place we are. And I dare say, as the Spirit of God speaks to my heart this morning, and I may not get this across to you, but as the Spirit of God speaks to my heart, somebody here that does not understand why in your life. Here they are asking God why. Somebody said, you're not supposed to ever ask God why. My answer is, Jesus on the cross asked God why. But it didn't waver one bit in his heart who God was and who God was to him. That's where the whys have cost us. Is they have taken the my off of God. They have taken the my out of our prayer. My God. Here they are in Judges. They've asking God why. They don't understand. I want you to know something this morning. Amen. You will not understand everything. But don't let your why steal your my. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness this morning? Can I say that again? Don't let your why steal your my. My God! My God, why? Hallelujah. I may not understand, but you're still my God. I may not understand, but you're still my Father. I may not understand, but you're still my King. Amen. I may not understand. Amen. But I'm not turning around and I'm not giving up. And brother, sister, friend, mama, daddy, daughter, hallelujah, whoever you are, son, amen, you may understand, amen, why something happened in your life, why you was abused, why you was used, why you was cast aside, why things happened the way they have, why did they turn out the way they did, amen, but God help us to never let, amen, our questions pull us away from God, but rather let our questions draw us closer to Him. Amen. Saying, you're ever so faithful. You're ever so dear to me. Amen. I've been there before where people ask me, oh, I wish I had a different profession. That sometimes when they say, preacher, can you tell me why God let this happen? Amen. I want to go crawl in a hole. Amen. Because I don't understand. I'm just at loss. I'm just as at much loss as they are. And I can't stand here and act like I've got some great revelation and tell you why things has happened in your life. You may never understand till you get to heaven, but it don't have to make you bitter. It don't have to make you sorrowful. It doesn't have to. It may bring tears, but it don't have to make you turn the wrong way to the bottle. Amen. To addictions, to pills. Now come on, while y'all looking at me, I'm going to say this. It can bring tears, but it don't have to bring beers. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? Amen. Many times our misunderstandings chase us to the wrong source of help. Our misunderstandings. Do you understand many a people that God help us, shame on us, we've looked down upon. They're trying to drown out a question in their life. They didn't understand why daddy molested them. Come on now. And they went from one relationship to another. They don't understand why, you know, come on now, y'all with me, I don't have to go. They don't understand why their husband died or their wife or something. You know, they don't understand why they went through that divorce. And it's drove them to the bar. And it's drove them to the pill. And it's drove them to addictions. And it's drove them to drugs. Oh, God, help us. But you know what happened in Judges 21? I feel the Spirit of the Lord here this morning. The people came to the house of God. They didn't let their misunderstanding of God keep them from God. And Jesus, when He hung on the cross, did not let His misunderstanding of the circumstances, amen, turn him back. And the Bible said they came to the house of God. You get that? Abode there until evening before God lifted up their voices and wept and said, oh Lord God of Israel, why is this come to pass? Amen. That there's one tribe lacking. You get this? They had a why. Amen. But they came to God with their question, and the Bible said it came to pass on the morrow that the people rose up early and built there an altar unto the Lord. I want you to know that if every man and woman, boy or girl that ever misunderstood God, instead of letting it drive them away from God and drive them away from the house of God and drive them away from an altar of prayer, I don't understand why people get cancer. I don't understand why children die. I don't understand why trouble's in this world. I don't understand either, but I know there's a God that comforts the brokenhearted. Amen. That cheers up the sad. Amen. That lifts up the lowly and encourages the downhearted. And if everybody that misunderstood God would have went and built an altar instead of running somewhere else, they would have never faced half the heartache that they did in their life. Why?
Hallelujah. Why did I lose that job? Why? Why? Why did this happen to our family? Why? Why? I dare say, I'm going to step out on a limb here. Y'all will probably agree with me that every individual at some point in time in their life will ask why. You believe that? Amen. But there are those, my friend, that instead of running away from God, they run to a God.
With the arms outstretched.
Yes.
I know you don't understand, but
I'm here. I'm out of time this morning. I'm going to close. Oh, God, help us.
The devil said you just need to end it all and commit suicide. That old lying devil. I said that old lying devil. You'd be better off, that old lying devil. Now, I ain't figured out why things happened. And you might not have expected this on Easter Sunday, neither did I. But the Spirit of God dealt with me yesterday. Said there's people that are letting their question push them away from my loving embrace. Don't let your question cause doubt to rise in your heart. There was a lot of questions asked at the cross that day. If you be the Christ, the thief said, save yourself and us. The chief priest said, if you're the Christ, come down. You said you was going to tear down the temple and build it in 3 days. Come on, if you're the Christ. Questions, questions, questions. And lo and behold, our blessed Savior had a question too. But his question brought him closer. Now I want you to know today your question can bring you closer to God or it can drive you farther away from God. Whether you like it or not, God is in complete control of your life.
Right?
And he has a plan. Whichever path you choose, he's already got it laid out. You can choose the hard path that looks easy now. You can choose the easy path. It's hard later. Job said, though God slay me, yet I'll trust in him. Jacob said, I'll not let you go except you bless me. You're here this morning in this house. Maybe that heartache and that bitter, that pill that you've had to swallow. That old bitter pill. Something about those old bitter pills. Swallow them. They get more bitter when they hit your belly. You think it's bitter in your mouth. My God. Help us, Lord, on that resurrection morning. Jesus got up and showed himself to his disciples. Showed himself. Hallelujah, I am the Son of God. Stand together with me this morning. Sister Bethany is going to sing for us. I'd like for every head to be bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around just for a moment right here. I wouldn't want to embarrass nobody for nothing. Friend, ma'am, sir, I'm not here to embarrass you. I wouldn't want to embarrass you. I'm not here to shame you at all. But you're here this morning and you say, Brother Sam, there's some things that I'm struggling with in my life. I just don't understand why they happen. I just don't understand. If God's so great and He loves me so much, why did He put me like this? I'm just struggling with it. Would you pray for me, Brother Sam? Just let your hand slip it up, slip it down. I see that hand. I see it. God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I see that. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. I see it. Yes, sir. Son, I see you. God loves you. He cares about you. Anybody else here this morning? Yes, yes. I see those hands. Why me? Why am I who I am? Why couldn't I be somebody else? Why did I have to be born in such and such place or family or circumstances? Why did somebody hurt me? Why did they do? Why, God? If you're God, why? Why did they die? Why? Why am I sick? Yes. Son, I see that hand. Young lady, I see that hand. God has a plan and purpose, and He knows exactly why. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anybody else here this morning? There's been hands that went all up over this place. Questions. I don't understand. Just a moment longer. Is there anyone else? Slip your hand up and say, Preacher, pray for me. I don't understand the circumstances in my life, but sure don't want to go down the wrong path. Would you slip it up? You haven't raised your hand yet. You slip it up. Say, Preacher, pray for me. Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. Anyone else? Oh, God. Oh, God, the struggles this morning. The inner struggles, Lord, behind the smiles. The inner struggles behind the smiles, God. Do you see, God, the circumstances in our life that has caused the tears, caused the pain? I pray that you bring us to you. I pray that you bring us to you.